Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God for you. The bloodline coming to us with millions of people. And we just thank God for those who are on the precious worldwide prayer and peace convention line coming together to give God liberty. I just want to thank all the leaders who are on the line. Amen. I realize that you're nothing, but thank God you're taking time for the Lord to give him glory and to give him praise. It will make your day go better when you take time for Jesus. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Ask God to bless, to help, to move. Amen. Thank God for all the new listeners on the line. Thank God for you. Amen. Adhere to the instructions given to me by Dr. Judy Hagan. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, it's you. It's you that we praise. Heavenly Father, it's you that we give glory, that we give adoration to. Heavenly Father, it's you that we reverence. You are our hero. You, God, are our role model. And we praise you and thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for every person on this prayer line. They come to give you glory. They come to give you praise. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. Thank you for what you're going to do for us. And even thank you for what you're doing right now. There's so many miracles happening on this line, and we are believers, Lord. We believe in you. We believe that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask, even think. Even yesterday, oh my God, so many things that you've done. You let us move our legs and walk several thousand times. That's a miracle by itself. You let us breathe when we didn't even know we were in the world several thousand times. That's a miracle all by itself. You let us know our heartbeat several thousand times. We didn't know anything about it. We were asleep. That's a miracle by itself. And all the many things that the body has to go through to keep us alive. God, we don't know anything about it, but you're doing it all by yourself. Thank you, Lord. Anybody who won't thank you, something must be wrong with them. To know how good you've been and to not give you praise and adoration. Oh, God, I bind the devil in the name of Jesus, and I bind him and cast him out. Out, out, out. The blood, the blood, the blood. You said the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And God, thank you for the Holy Ghost. And I ask the Holy Ghost that he would cast out everything that's not like you. Trying to live in his temple. Trying to live in his house. God bless these people. Forgive every sin of every person in the Lord. I'm asking that you give grace and you give mercy. Sanctify this line and let unusual things happen to people. Let them receive financial blessings, checks they don't even know about. Let them receive healing in their body. Oh, God, some are sick and don't even know they're sick. And you heal them even without them knowing it. Thank you for it. Some are down. Pick them up, God. Some are going through tests and struggles and trials and tribulations. Take them through, Lord, and bless them in Jesus. Oh, help the people wake up, those who the enemy is using. I pray that you help them wake up. Let the cataracts fall off their eyes so they can see what the enemy is trying to do. He's so camouflaged, and he doesn't want the people to know what he's doing. And God reveal it in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, you bless us so much, and we don't ever want to take you for granted. We want to give you praise even before you do things. We praise you. We glorify you. And we love you, Lord, so much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. And today, bless this line. Bless it, Lord. I'll say, bless it. And let the people be wonderful and divinely blessed. We pray, encouraged. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, thank God. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Good morning to all of you who are on the line this morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to all of you on this line. Amen. Amen. You know what or something? Wake up a little bit here so you can give the Lord his proper praise in the name of Jesus. And let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Mm. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you to give him the praise that you know, you want him to have. If you don't want him to have any praise, then I understand. But if you really want God to have praise from you, then certainly you ought to get in there and just praise check and just tell him, Lord, I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you. I glory in you. Oh, my. Thank God for all of you mature saints on the line who know how to worship the Lord and who know how to give God praise. Thank God for you. Amen. We'll do the praise check and then let's give God what he really justly deserves, and that is the praises of his people. All right, y'all ready? Praise check.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to give you
praise check.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Share with the people what God is trying to say to the people. All right. unravel the scripture. 2 Thessalonians 2:3 says, let no man deceive you by any means. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Then verse 2 says, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship. He exalted himself above that and is called God, or that is worship, so that he is God, stood in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Okay? And that son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Somebody, you got the line open. You got two lines open. That is enough. We got someone. The new people on the line, and you have two lines open.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Thank you. You're going to have to unmute yourself in order to really give your take on this. Amen. I know who's got a tremendous take on it, and I hope they come forward and let the Lord use them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. All right? There's going to be a great falling away first before the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. And this man, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship. I'm just reading the word of God. So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. All right. I want some saints of God to tell us what you feel on this verse. Give us your take on this verse. If you would, unmute your line. Star 6 will unmute you. Press star and then 6. Amen. And then many of you muted, but maybe we can get one of y'all who have not muted to come and give us what you think about this while others are unmuting themselves. All right? All right, who will help us on this? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man or woman deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except that come of falling away first. And then go with the rest of the verse. God bless you. Who has something to say about this verse? Open your line up and let us hear what you have to say about it. All right, anybody? The line is open to you. And some of y'all are seeing this now in your churches. There he is, falling away. Amen. Tell us what you, what the Lord is giving you about this verse here. Anyone on the line? Anyone?
Good morning, Ambassador Elect Mother Digby.
All right, Mother.
I thank the Lord for this scripture. And
good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead. So don't be deceived. We are looking, you know, we know that the day is coming, but we don't want to be deceived. We want to live every day like it's our last day. And we know that, and the scripture lets us know that that day won't come unless there be first a falling away. And we see that, like Dr. Johnson said, we see that in the churches now, that it's a falling away. But we don't want to be deceived. We want to keep our eyes looking for Jesus to come at any time. And knowing this, if he don't come, if the day don't come before we go, we're on our way out of here. At least I know I am, on my way out of here. So I want to live every day looking forward because I'm going to a great coronation. And I don't want to, the devil is a deceiver. And he'll deceive anybody that he can. So I don't want to be deceived. People are going to be saying different things. And I was thinking that the signs of the last day have been since Paul and them, they were looking for Jesus to come. So we're still looking too. But that day is not coming until all the things that have been prophesied be fulfilled. And I thank the Lord for my little understanding on it. I just want to be looking for the Lord to come at any time and live every day like it's my last day.
Oh, Mother Digby, that's not a little understanding. That's a big understanding. I want to thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And may I just add to what you said and just listen here. In Matthew 24:24, you were talking about don't let the son of perdition deceive you. Don't let him deceive you. But Matthew 24:24 says, "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders." They are talented. Great signs and wonders. Insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect, the very elect of God. Great signs and wonders they show. They know a lot, etc. Got great signs and wonders, and shall deceive the very elect. Amen. And then the Lord goes on, verse 25. Have y'all checked it out? It says, "Behold, I have told you before." The Lord has been trying to reveal it to the people of God, been trying to show you. He has told you before, over and over and over. And yet, many of us won't hear. "For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that they, if it were possible, they shall deceive even the very elect of God." All right? Yeah, my Lord. Somebody else jump in there and give us your take on that verse. 2 Thessalonians. All right. Come on. Anybody? Tell us what the Lord has given you. Come on, saints of God. I know he's speaking to you. Bless the Lord. Let me see if I know. Ambassador Stern, are you there? All right. Ambassador Pfeiffer, are you there? Yeah, right. Maybe a morning where they're still on mute here. Amen. Trying to get off mute.
All callers are muted.
Mm-hmm.
All callers are unmuted.
All right. Let us hear from you if you have something you want to say. Somebody has two lines open. You got two lines open. Check your line. I see that you don't have two lines open in the room. Okay? Somebody who doesn't have two lines open. Amen. All right? Somebody else who has two lines open. Dear Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. We're in that day. We're in that day where there are false prophets and false Christ. Let's mute the lines as we talk. Amen. False prophets, false Christ. And they're showing great signs.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Mm-hmm. They're showing great signs and great wonders, and so much that thank God you got to be careful if it were possible. They shall deceive the very elect. Yeah, you're on your way to heaven, and thank you, amen, for accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But the enemy is angry because he doesn't have long, the Bible says. And here he is producing false Christ. People who come and want to, that tells you right away it's an arrogant spirit. People, shake people around you with an arrogant spirit. Because anybody who would esteem themselves on that high level or anybody who would esteem others not high level. It's an arrogant spirit about false Christ. Nobody would want to be on that level of Christ except it's an arrogant spirit. And false prophets, amen, standing, prophesying things that are not of God. And they showing forth great signs and great wonders. And if it were possible, they would deceive the folks who've been born again, the people who are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, if it were possible. In other words, they got their game together. Yeah, they got it so strong. It's so strong. If you're not careful, if you're not prayed up, you'll think it's the voice of the Lord and it's the voice of the enemy. And the Lord said in verse 24, verse 25, behold, I have told you before. I have told you this before. You got to open your eyes. You got to open your ears and hear it. Amen. All right. Someone, if you're unmuted, let's hear, have your interpretation. All right. Anyone else unmuted? And so the line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? All right. Let's unmute everybody and see what we got here. All right. Let's unmute it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Right, let's unmute the lines if we would.
All callers are muted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All callers are unmuted.
All right. Anybody want to just say something here for the Lord? Amen. The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Brother Lauren. How are
you? I'm doing tremendous.
All right. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, for another day. It is truly a blessing to be here on the prayer line. And as I was reading in Second Thessalonians, in the on the verse you were just mentioning, I was at the looks like it was the 16th and the 17th verse, and it says, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work." And verse 16. The word
it's hard
of God.
To hear you, brother, man.
Excuse me, sir.
It's hard to hear you. And then
talk I'm sorry.
All right, it says, "Let no man deceive you." Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
"Let no man deceive you, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition. But there be a great falling away first." Uh-huh. All right, go ahead.
And that for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, and they should believe a lot.
Well,
no, I'm just, you know, practicing this from
I mean, can't hear you. We can't hear you. I understand you, brother. Amen. All right. Work on it a little bit here and come on back. All right? Thank you so much. Is there anybody else who has a minute here? I heard somebody a while ago. The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. Good morning, Chief Ambassador.
Good morning to you.
How I interpret it in general is that we really need to read the word for ourselves, not necessarily just to go off someone else's interpretation of the word. And when I read the scripture, for me, I'm only speaking for myself, it can be a little confusing, because how do you know, if you don't read the word for yourself, how do you know that the person that you're listening to or you're letting them teach you the word, how do you even know that they're speaking right if you're not reading it for yourself?
Amen.
Amen. Good interpretation. Thank you so much. Are you finished? Or you want to say something else?
That was all. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Somebody else, the line is open to you. 2 Thessalonians, 2 chapter, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Amen. Look around you. You want to be able to talk about that. Look around everywhere. Mm-hmm. Man of sin be revealed. Son of perdition. Mm-hmm. All right, anybody else have anything to say?
Good morning, Chief Ambassador. Dr. Johnson. This is Sister Jolene Garnett.
God bless you.
God bless you. What I really got out of it is that it is very important to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Saved, sanctified, and baptized with the Holy Ghost, because the word says he will lead you, he will guide you, he will teach you, and he will direct you when and where and how to do things. So this is what I got out of it. It is so good, and it's very, very important to be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's what I got out of it.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. God bless you. All right, somebody else. Tell us what you get out of that. Tell us your take on that. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. All right. The line is open.
Can you hear me okay now?
We can hear you. Okay. Beautiful.
Okay. I was reading, as I looked at the scripture, you know, I realized that, you know, it can be interpreted that, you know, living in these last, there are a lot of false prophets and a lot of things out there on the internet and on TV, and, you know, and we talked about guarding the brain and protecting your mind, you know, from those kind of interpretations and those things that will deceive you to believe that. You know, and then once you become, once you fall away from the Lord, you fall back into the ways of the world, you know. So, you know, you got to protect your brain from those type of, that kind of trickery that the enemy uses to try to deceive us to fall away from what God's, wants us to do. So that's just how I look at it. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Lonnie. God bless you. We appreciate you going, Brother Lonnie, and thank God for you. Can we get one more? Can we get one more person to talk about that? In the name of Jesus. Can we get one more to talk about it? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. That day shall not come except there come a falling away, and let the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. There's going to be a great falling away first before that day. What day? The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before that, there'll be a great falling away. Look at all the things that are happening around the country that are calling people to fall away from the church. Amen. The enemy is using so many things to cause us falling away. When it comes to men on Super Bowl Sunday, a great falling away. Yeah, from Sunday morning, amen. Look at Sunday morning. We got all kind of sports on Sunday morning now. That was a time years ago they didn't even put sports on Sunday. Who you think has them putting sports on Sunday? The Lord. Sunday morning is the Lord's time. So he just told them, y'all need to have the sports on my time on Sunday morning. I guess if the Lord did that, he would have to tell them that I want y'all to be watching football or basketball or baseball or whatever on Sunday morning if he did that. No, I don't think he did that. No, he wouldn't do that. You have to know the nature of the Lord. Some people say God is speaking back to this and that. God didn't say it. Then lying on God. Because God's nature ain't even like that. He's not like that. He wouldn't have said that. So why would God say that? God didn't do that. But there'll be a great falling away in the end time. And something's making people fall away. They're being deceived. It says here in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, let no man deceive you by any means, no matter what they bring. Don't let them deceive you. You've been born again, washed with blood, and I believe it's a Jerry thing. You got to read the scripture for yourself. Know the scripture. Otherwise, people will be listening to folks and they'll be interpreting the Bible for you, for themselves. But you will be listening and be deceived yourself. And that day shall not come, except there be a falling away. People, they want to get you away from the church, get you away from the saints. Hang around with the saints, people who love the Lord and who are on the call according to his purpose. Amen. Because if you're not careful, even the very elect in the last days will be deceived. Uh-huh. But God's going to reveal that man of perdition. He's going to reveal the enemy. Amen. He will be revealed. Thank God. All right, is there one more person who will talk on that? And I don't want to do this by myself. I want to get somebody else. Amen. Thank God for you who talked already. But surely we got one more. Say to God what that means to you. Just tell us what that means to you. The light is open to you. Anybody else? All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. I may open that back up again tomorrow and look at it. Amen. Not many of y'all are saying anything. Hopefully the lines are unmuted. Amen. All right. Give us a praise report. Who has a praise report for Jesus? I can take about 2 or 3. Anybody? Praise report. The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Good morning.
Good morning, Ambassador Elect Mother Digby. I always have a praise report because the Lord keeps doing great things for me. And I want to give honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness, how he keeps making ways, how he keeps opening doors, how he saved me, and how he keeps me with a mind to hold and follow him. I thank and praise the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for the subject that Dr. Johnson brought us on this morning. And I want to say one of the ways I see that the enemy does is you have us so busy. And church used to be so important. We get to church, and now we just, if we're not careful, we just kind of slack off when we get there. But I don't want to become careless and unconcerned. I don't want to become slowful because I know that that day is coming. And I thank and praise the Lord. How the saints people used to sing when I was a little girl, the Lord is getting us ready for that dread day, that who shall be able to stand? And I want to say I want to be able to stand. I thank him for all his goodness. I thank him for this prayer line. I thank him for all of his goodness to me, and I thank God.
Thank you so much, Mother. God bless you. Do we have another one who will give a praise report of what God has done for you and you're grateful for it? Anybody? Amen. Faith in God.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas City, 913 Des Moines.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Praise God. Sorry about my, I apologize about my tardiness this morning, but it's the Lord. I don't have a praise report. I just like to thank the Lord for waking me up another day, clothed in my right mind, giving me a reasonable portion of my health and strength and rational mind to go on and want to serve him this morning. And I just thank him for that because I know it takes him to keep my mind on him and keep my heart fixed where it needs to be. And I thank him for that.
Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Somebody from 616, give us a prayer for them. 347, 757, 708, from 314. Some of y'all give us a praise report. 816-913. Come on.
Good morning.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, ma'am. All right, I hear two or three. Come on. Amen.
Praise God.
You can't understand.
I came out the church fine.
Thank you. You came out fine. Mother, that Mother Peterson?
Yes.
Amen. Are you at home or in the hospital?
I'm at home.
Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Had a procedure yesterday. The Lord bless us. She's back home.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank you.
Man.
Amen. Anybody else want to give a praise report?
I have a praise report.
All right.
Okay, good morning. I give God all this praise and all the glory this morning in Jesus' name, and I thank God for His peace and all the people.
Let me clear the line a little bit. Someone, you're by the phone, you're moving around, and you know that that is not what you're supposed to do. You just take time to press star 6 and mute your line. I mean, maybe you're getting your child ready for school, and I understand all those things. But maybe just press 6 and mute your line so you won't make a lot of noise by the phone. Somebody may be in the kitchen trying to get some breakfast for your child or something. I understand that. Just press star 6. All right, go ahead and prophet. God bless you. And then go ahead. Prophet Baker, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you. Amen.
Okay, I have a praise report. I say I thank God for today, and I give him all God, all his praises and all his glory in Jesus' name. I thank God for you, Chief, and Dr. Bed, and all the, and everybody on this black line this morning, prayer line, first from prayer line, in the name of Jesus. On yesterday morning, when you told everybody you played the music, and for everybody get up and dance. And
well, that was it. What we call the Holy Ghost
dance. The Holy Ghost dance. And when I heard that, because I always pray and ask God to let me jump and shout and pray and keep me walking. It doesn't matter what type of pain I have, I always ask God to just let me walk, just keep me shouting. And so when I heard you, that Holy Ghost, when I heard that, I jumped about the bed and I started jumping high ever high. Oh, Jesus, I started dancing with the music, shouting with the music. Thank you, Jesus. And I feel better in my legs, and I want to thank you, and I give God all the praise and glory, and you need to keep that going in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Because I know when you spoke that word,
I know God, you know, he gave that to you, and out of obedience, better to obey the sacrifice. So, and I just, you know, just dance to the music. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And thank God. Some of y'all don't know what to talk about. That the Lord gave me what I call Holy Ghost rehab. People go into the hospital, and when the doctor many times if it's something serious, instead of releasing them back home, the doctor will release them to rehab and get them to exercise their legs, exercise their feet, exercise their arms, and just exercise the entire body. They walk down the hallway and things like that. And the Holy Ghost said, I want you to have Holy Ghost rehab. Amen. Rehabilitation. That's what that's about, moving their legs, arms, and everything else. And God said, I do Holy Ghost rehab at the church and in their home. Anywhere they let me do it, I will rehab them. How's that? When that music starts, many times they're shouting, they're praising me. Many times I need them to go walking. I'm getting them to move their arms and legs. So I played some shout music yesterday. And I just said, Holy Ghost rehab. Whenever I do that and play that shout music, y'all are supposed to get up. Don't sit there. Move those legs if you just have to mark it. I got it, as I remembered my mother, Mother Edley Johnson, the mother to the nation. Whenever on Sunday morning she'd come and have her walker, and the music started going, and she'd get up and start shouting with her walker. And then after a while, she just started pushing that walker around the front of the church, just walking everywhere. Amen. She didn't let people... Somebody is right in the kitchen. Mute your line, darling. Mute your line. Thank you so much. But Mother Johnson will start walking with her walker everywhere. It was so energizing, so encouraging. Then before we knew it, she had two or three other mothers up walking with their walker all around the church. It was a blessing to see. Oh, my God. That's our Holy Ghost we have. When that music starts, I want y'all to move the legs, get up and start walking. Those who can do the holy dance, those who can do the holy dance, get up and start doing the shout.
Thank you.
Just think of the goodness of Jesus. You got to read the shout. God bless all of you. I'm getting a lot of feedback here. All right, God bless you. Now, I want to get, let me see. We have time for one more praise report. One more. Who is that? Who is that? Give your praise report.
Mother Wilson, I thank God for keeping me and waking me up this morning. As I praise him in spite of the pains or whatever in my arms last night, couldn't out of sleep. I still thank God for being alive. Continue to pray for me.
Beautiful, Mother. Thank you so much. All right. Now we want to have some prayer too this morning. Does anybody have a prayer request? If so, we want to hear it. If not, we just have a Holy Ghost you have to go this morning. Anybody have a prayer request?
I have a prayer request.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like for you to pray for Mia and the Yabo family. They're going through some difficult changes, and they need prayer. And also pray for me. Pray for the Baker family.
Okay, the Yabo family. And who? What's that first one?
Mia, M-I-A.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mhm. And the Baker family, okay, and the Yarbrough. Okay, anyone else?
This is Mother Wilson again. Please don't forget to pray for me.
Okay, Mother Wilson, we certainly will. Okay.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I am in the street ministry, and I have a prayer request for a man that's named Gregory that the Lord allowed me to meet yesterday while I was in the areas of traveling and ministering to him about the goodness of God. I'm asking for him to receive salvation and deliverance from alcohol and just to come into that position and place that God got for him to be in.
Okay, that's wonderful. Benjamin Palmer, God bless you.
His name is Gregory.
What city are you in?
I'm in Iowa.
What city?
I still have my 913 telephone exchange, but I'm in Iowa.
Okay. Is that Des Moines or what city is that?
Yes, that's Des Moines.
Okay. All right. Is there anybody else with a prayer request?
Who's Lord? This is Lisa. I'm 773 area code. I'm requesting prayer for my daughter. She was having problems with her ear. And the CT scan, she had a CT scan. She revealed that she had a hole in her ear. So this morning she's having surgery. I'm requesting prayer for her. Her name is Sonia. And also I'm requesting prayer for myself. The illness I checked my body, I was claiming my healing for asthma. Over the winter, I had no problems. And I even put